thank you all for coming. I'm very happy that tonight, in honor of this occasion, my band was able to make it here and drive up from Jersey. So they're going to play a set with me before I do the actual reading. So please welcome the unknown, the man who ruined my career, Scott Repberg.
Yes, The Unknown is a hypertext novel. There's links. If you're watching it on the screen, you would see the link as a word with a blue underline. Since we don't have a screen, we're going to ring a call bell anytime there is a link. When you hear the bell, you can shout out the word which immediately preceded the bell or which took place simultaneously with the bell. You could also shout out map and give us the name of a location in the United States. People, and we'll read a list of people for you, and bookstores, and we'll read a list of bookstores that we shamed ourselves in on our tour.
Here's the unknown. Toward the end of the millennium, we had published a book of our best writing and we traveled the world to promote it. We were generally reckless and lucky, and the whole undertaking proved to be very successful. We had done, we felt, good work, and we deserved to live our dream. Then, after we returned from China, we were offered the opportunity to write a motion picture, and so we moved to Los Angeles. Well, what then happened has been documented elsewhere, but the point is that fame and wealth very nearly destroyed us. Before the end, one of us had died. Another had had a kind of epiphany, and I had become the sworn enemy of a number of people who used to find me quite likable.
Let's go!
Were we spokespeople for a generation we had never met, a generation who found that getting degrees was a way to buy legitimacy and respect as a thinker and an individual for a short time, but then again, there were jobs. Jobs would take one look at you and squint, and the totality of who you were would be refracted into a list, which the job would then hand back to you and say no. And they terrified us, these jobs, and we never spoke to each other about each other. It was always about the jobs. The jobs we couldn't have that didn't want us. But there we were, and we were good writers, as good as anyone, job or not, and we were, in effect, the language and the species. We were writing history, texts that history would sort from the slogans and ads, and somehow we had failed to notice this. We needed jobs to prove that there was nothing wrong with us, but there was something wrong with us. We were alive, and we were together, and we knew what we were doing. But we were waiting for the jobs to separate us and silence us and lead us off one by one to the altar or the gallows. But we made this book. We made this book over many years, which we're waiting for it, and which are living in it. These words come from Champaign and Chicago and Normal and Seattle and Alaska and Cedar Rapids and Cincinnati and San Francisco. We wind up Midwest, in the middle for now. This is where the three of us gather, and then to the winds and such.
So let's go over the links. Buy legitimacy, a thinker, a list, there, we, jobs, wrong, waiting, altar, gallows, Champaign, Chicago, Normal, Seattle, Alaska, Cedar Rapids, Cincinnati, San Francisco, wins.
And it's your job to ask for one of those words.
Champagne.
Unusual choice.